Welcome to the Stop Drinking Podcast, where we help you make stopping drinking a simple, logical, and easy decision. We help you with tips, tools, and strategies to start living your best life when alcohol-free. If you want to learn more about Stop Drinking Coaching, then head over to www.soberclear.com. Now, when we stop drinking alcohol, the first few days are arguably the hardest part of the entire journey. So today, I'm going to give you 9 tips to help you get through the first few days of not drinking alcohol. And just before we get into it, I need to make one thing clear. If you are concerned about the withdrawal of alcohol and you think that you've been drinking too much, this video might not be for you. You may need to go and seek medical advice. But for those of you that know that it's time and you're ready to do this and you don't feel like you need some medical intervention, this video is for you. So tip number one is to know that in the first few days of not drinking alcohol is you may experience some level of discomfort. The thing is with the first few days of not drinking alcohol is I'm saying that it's the hardest part of the journey, but it's really not that difficult at all, provided that you've got the right mindset going into it. But you may experience low energy, you might experience some flu-like symptoms, and you just might not feel at 100%. But that's okay, right? All it is a few days of discomfort. And once you're through it, that's it, it's done. And in exchange for going through that discomfort, you get a lifetime of freedom and happiness. It's the best exchange that you can ever make. So what can often happen is if you've got the right mindset, you start feeling a bit tired, a bit lethargic. You can actually use that as positive motivation to know that your body's healing. It's getting rid of that bad stuff from your body. And it can actually, in a weird way, it can feel quite nice because you know that you're finally doing it. You're getting rid of alcohol. Yeah, you don't feel great, but you're moving in the right direction, which can feel awesome. Now, the second tip that I've got for you in the first few days is to make sure that you stay firm in your decision. What I mean by this is that at the first sign of discomfort, what you don't want to do is then say, I'll just do it tomorrow. Oh man, the amount of times I've told myself I'm not going to drink. And that same day I was drinking again because I wasn't ready to do it now. I always had to do it later. It was always going to be sometime in the future. Even though I'd made a decision in the morning to say I'm not going to drink alcohol, that just disappeared in the evening. This is what I mean. If you have decided to stop drinking alcohol, you need to make that decision firm. It cannot be some wishy-washy, I'm trying to not drink alcohol just for today. Listen, a decision is a cutoff point. And when you make that decision and you go all in, you've got to stick with it. Come hell or high water, you're going to get through it. And listen, you know what? That's like black and white thinking. With everything else in the world, I'm not black or white. I'm usually somewhere in the middle. And I can see other people's point of view and then make up my own mind. With alcohol, I can only see one point of view. There's no benefit to drinking it. It's doing nothing for you. And even people that drink a small amount, they're still gaining nothing. And I have complete black and white thinking with alcohol because alcohol is a poison. Drinking it does nothing, but not drinking it makes your life 100 times better. So be clear on that and stay firm in your decision. The third tip is to create no guilt or shame. Listen, it can be so easy to start thinking of the past. Start thinking of, if only I hadn't drank for the past 10 years, how would life be different now? Oh, that person I've upset. Oh, I'm not in good shape right now. Listen, you're doing something great for yourself. You're doing something that the future you will thank you for more than anything else. So the last thing you want to do is start creating guilt and creating shame of all the bad things that have happened in the past. Listen, you don't need to create any guilt or shame at all. And I'll tell you why. The reason why you don't need to create guilt or shame is because the drinking isn't your fault. And I know that sounds controversial. And if you actually click the link up here, there'll be a video that explains why a drinking problem actually exists if you want to check that out after this video. But the reason why we drink alcohol is not because of you. It's because of the addictive nature of the drug and how we've been conditioned to see it from day one of being born. So the last thing you need to do is create any guilt or shame. You're in the same trap as millions of other people and you've just decided to get out of the trap. So really, you should feel empowered. You don't need to feel guilt. You don't need to feel shame. Because guess what happens when you start feeling guilty and you start feeling shameful? You want to escape those negative emotions. And what's your track record been of escaping negative emotions in the past? It's drinking alcohol. Which leads me to the fourth tip. And it's really to start consuming content and start reading about what alcohol is, what it does for you, and the lies that you've bought into. My channel's got way over 500 YouTube videos now breaking down this exact thing. I've had way over 10,000 comments from people who have stopped drinking just from watching the channel alone. Then I've had people that I've helped directly in the Sober Clear program that I've worked with. I've worked with over 300 people. And without a doubt, every single one of these people has done some consumption of content that shows you what's really going on with alcohol. So really, in the first few days, you want to make this a priority. You want to consume as much information as you can that shows you the truth. That's not going to talk about how hard it is to stop drinking or how great alcohol is. No, you want to find some alternative viewpoints. And that is really just going to help you solidify your worldview and how you view alcohol. And the fifth thing is, with all of this, with the reading, with making that decision, is you need to make this a priority in your life. And that might mean that for the next 5 days, I don't know, you even book some time off work. You tell your family you need space. You don't put additional pressure on yourself. You just get through it. Because once that discomfort has gone away, I'm telling you, it's a new lease on life. The sixth tip that I've got for you is to actually keep it to yourself. Now, clearly, family members may need to find out, maybe even kids sometimes. But what you don't want to be doing is start posting on social media, "I've just stopped drinking." You don't want to be telling every single friend in your life. Just keep it quiet. Keep it to yourself. Don't create that additional pressure from all these other people around you. And I'll tell you why. Because the last thing you want is for you to tell somebody that you're not drinking alcohol anymore and them to start reacting like, "Seriously? Are you sure you don't want to just have a couple? What? Really?" That is the last thing you want. Just keep it to yourself. Keep it quiet and show them through results. You don't need to say a word. The seventh tip that I've got for you is to start working on creating a vision for your life. Start thinking about the great things that you want to happen in your life now that you don't drink alcohol. And you can do this in the first few days. You could start getting a pen and paper and just writing about your vision. How is life going to look in 10 years from now? Having something to work towards makes the whole point of stopping drinking alcohol worth it. Because if you're going towards building a great life for you, for your family, getting in great shape, all of these amazing things, it just makes stopping drinking so much more enjoyable. It makes it more meaningful. Because I've said this a million times, but if you just want to stop drinking alcohol and sit around and watch Netflix and play video games all day, no offense, but what is the point? We stop drinking because we want a better life. But that means that you need to start deciding how do you actually want it to look. Because then once you know how life's going to look in 10, 20 years, we can boil it back to the present day and know that drinking alcohol does not align with that vision for your life. Which leads me to the eighth tip. And just know that it will get better. Know that this is not going to last forever. This first few days, this discomfort, it will get better. And it won't just get a little bit better. It'll be light years in difference. It'll be so far apart from what you've been used to after you've got through this discomfort that I've said this before, but what you can do is become completely unrecognizable in just a few months. People start asking you, "What's happened to your skin? You're glowing. You've dropped some weight. You're nice to be around. Like, what's changed?" That's what people will start asking you. Which leads me to the ninth thing, and it's to never give up. Never stop. Be relentless. Just keep going. Thanks for checking out the Stop Drinking podcast by Sober Clear. If you want to learn more about how we work with people to help them stop drinking effortlessly, then make sure to visit www.soberclear.com.